I said, Mary, all right, but you all have to excuse me. I don't talk so good, because I haven't been feeling poorly for a spell, and I ain't so young no more. I'm 91 years old. Law me. When I think back what I used to do. Why, Miss Olivia, my mistress, used to put a glass pump full of water on my head and then have me waltz round the room. And I would dance so smooth, like I don't spill nary a drop. That was in St. Louis, where I was born. You see, when I was born, my mama belonged to old William Cleveland and old Polly Cleveland. And they was the meanest two white folks would ever live, because they was always beating on the slaves. Old Polly whipped my little sister, what was only 9 months old, just because she cried, like all babies do, and it killed my sister. The farms was a lot different from down here in Texas. They call them plantations down here. But up in St. Louis, they was just farms, and that's just what they was. Because we raised wheat, barley, rye, oaks, corn, and fruit. There wasn't no cotton growing up there. The houses was built with brick and heavy wood, because it sure was cold in the wintertime. Mama has been put together with my father, Sam Adams, what belonged to a nigger trader, what had a place next to old Cleveland. But that didn't make no difference to old Cleveland. He was so mean that he never would sell the man and the woman and the chillen to the same one. He would sell the man here and the woman there, and if there was chillen, he would sell them someplace else. And when he would sell a slave, he would grease their mouth up to make it look like they'd been fed good and was strong and healthy. Miss Olivia had taken a liking to me. She was kind to everyone, and they just loved her. She married to Mr. Will Adams, but was a fine man, and has about 5 farms and 500 slaves, and he buys me from her from old Cleveland. We don't live on the farm, but we live in St. Louis, on Chicopin Hill, and I's a house girl for Miss Olivia, and when the babies started to come, I nurses them, and when they was asleep, I spin thread for clothes. Then I hear old Cleveland take my mama to Texas. But I couldn't do nothing about it. I stayed with Miss Olivia till in 63, when Mr. Will set all his slaves free. I was a big girl then, about 17 years old. Miss Olivia, she asked me what I wanted to do, and I tell her I want to find my mama. Miss Olivia talked to Mr. Will, and he fixes me up 2 papers. Both has written on what I don't know about, an old big gold seal, what he says is the seal of the state of Missouri. And he give me money and buy my fare ticket to Texas. He tell me they steal slave times down here, and to put the paper in my bosom, but to do whatever the white folks tell me, even if they want to take and sells me. But he says, before you get off that block, just pull out these papers, but just hold them up, and folks will see them, and not let them get out of my hand. And when they see them, they had to let you along. I look round Houston, but not long, and I get a stagecoach to go to Austin. Then I had trouble, sure enough. Some man come to where I was and say, who you belong to? I tell him, nobody now. I'm free, and I'm looking for my mama. But I sure enough got scared. They take me to the block where they sell slaves on. I get right up there like they tell me, because I recollect what Mr. Will had told me to do, and they start looking me over and bidding on me, and when they cried off and Mr. Crosby come to get me, I pulled out my papers and held them up high, and when he see that gold seal, he said, let me see that. But I say, you just look at it up here. Went up and say, well, sure enough, this gal is free and has papers. I started out looking for my mama again, and I found her just like they say. Lord me, talk about a crying and a singing and a crying some more. We sure done it. Oh, but Lord me, so much is going out of my mind, because I'm 91 years old now, and my mind's just like my legs. They just kind of hobble around.